Comforting Angels Home Care makes it possible for aging adults to continue to live at home safely and independently. Providing personalized care specific to every client, Comforting Angels provides flexible hourly care ranging from simple errands and housekeeping to 24-hour live-in care. Living at home is possible with help from Comforting Angels Home Care, helping hands with caring hearts. Offices in Holly and West Fargo. Online at dngangels.com.
From the Brighton Cabinet Studio, it's the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Well, I'll take whatever I want.
7:06, Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, Kevin, Big Game James doing the sports, doing the digital stuff here for us this morning. What's going on, everybody?
Yo!
Another day.
Beautiful day out. Going to be gorgeous.
Another interesting chapter in our fight against the coronavirus. Oh, boy.
Have you had enough yet? You give? Say uncle.
I saw a meme over the weekend, and it said, you remember the days when we sent troops into Normandy, and we knew that thousands were going to get slaughtered, but we knew we had to do it? We were a little bit tougher people back then.
A lot tougher.
And now it showed a picture of somebody hiding behind a pillar.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, coronavirus survival rate 99%. The guy's hiding behind a post.
Quivering.
With a mask on?
Yeah. Yes.
Give me a break.
And this is always such a hard conversation for me because if you're someone who's lost a family member due to COVID, someone who's aging, or if you've got someone who's in a nursing home and they're at risk, it's a serious deal, no question about that. The virus isn't a hoax, but it is the reaction in which we have put ourselves out there for to the virus is like nothing we've ever seen before. We reached, I think, a new level in that yesterday with the Fargo Marathon canceling, moving, basically saying we're not moving it further. We're just done this year. Now, this may very well be the right decision in time. A month from now, if we're sitting here and we've got 150 people in the hospital and we've got, 10 people dying a day, in Fargo, then you can say, okay, they were right. And at some point, we'll look back and we'll say that. But right now, with what the numbers show, this is a decision based out of fear. And we have still a very manageable curve of hospitalizations. The death rate, as I told you yesterday, we lost about 60 people due to the virus the first 2 months. We were keeping track of this starting late March. In the last 2 months, we've lost 40. Minnesota's even less than that, about 1,000 in the first 2 months, about 500 in the next 2 months. But we look other places and we say, boy, they've had a rise in cases and we've had a rise in cases, which, as you know, are really just people that are testing positive, may or may not feel sick at all, certainly not dying, not in the hospital. These are just positive tests. And we've got reason to be concerned about the testing accuracy as well. So I was disappointed, not surprised. I'm not surprised about anything anymore. Big Game James and I were talking about this over the top of the hour break. I feel like, Kevin, I feel like all football is going to be done this fall. I don't think there will be any football.
I don't either.
By the time it's all said and done.
Right. I mean, and I don't think they're going to, half bake the effort like baseball's doing, and they're already postponing games.
Yeah.
I'm sure you heard us earlier. There's going to be more. And the football, nothing's going, it's not going anywhere. So either we play it, we deal with the thing, and we get better, and we get through it, or we don't do anything, but these half-baked measures are just getting to me. Like, man, come on. But so, I'm with you, man. I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, I don't see it. Even the NFL, which I thought was sort of the last bastion of who cares how many people we'd kill, we just have to make money. I mean, pro sports is just a total money grab, let's be honest about it.
They're going through the motions, that's for sure.
But I think the players' union, I was talking to a buddy last night who said, the players' union is not going to let the players go into that, and that might very well be right. So, James, we've lost now all the non-conference games for Bison football.
We
knew Oregon was off the chart. We had that game with Directional Kentucky or somebody, and then yesterday Drake canceled because their conference took out all the non-conference games. So, right now it's like the Big Ten, no non-conference football.
It's very worrisome, I would say, yeah. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago we were talking about hopefully having fans in the stands, and now we're just hoping to play football. But like you're saying, I mean, with all these dominoes and MLB even canceling a couple games due to cases, it gets me very nervous and worried at any level that we're going to have any sports, honestly, in the next 2-3 months.
Well, as long as we continue to cancel things based on cases.
Right.
Positive tests.
Exactly what I was going to say.
That's the thing, because if that's what our litmus test is, you're going to get people who are going to test positive. Apparently, this thing, a lot of us walk around, we don't even know that we have it, but we do. Yeah.
And look at these
I'm a little skeptical of that stuff.
Look at these guys in camp right now. None of them have masks on. They're all full contact. So, I mean, if it's there, if you've got some asymptomatic guys that came in, you don't know they have it, it's going to run rampant, I mean, through these contact sports.
We don't do this for the flu.
No,
it's similar to the flu. So what's the deal here? Who cares? Get over it. Play ball and quit playing politics.
These are athletes. These are guys young, yes. Great shape.
Yes.
You know?
Prime physical health. And you're telling us they can't play? Give me a break.
And another thing that's kind of worrying me. So the Phillies and Yankees got postponed yesterday due to the fact that over the weekend the Miami Marlins were in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And over the weekend there was 14 players and staff that tested positive. So they wanted to re-disinfect the visitor clubhouse, all of that. So they pushed back a game for it. But then over the weekend in South Korea, their professional league, they're only letting 10% of fans in, but they're letting fans in and they're doing it and they're, you know, requiring people to wear masks and do all those precautionary things.
Right.
But the fact that in different areas they're able to even let fans in and interact and be a part of the game again, even at a small percentage, but then we're just this kind of fear mindset of it's hypothetical at this point, but we're just trying to prevent cases from even happening really gets me worried for the U.S. sports as a whole.
They want you to believe that a case is like a death.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. The tone and the tenor you hear when someone talks about a case, there's a rise in cases. And now it's often called infections because it sounds worse, right?
Exactly.
Yesterday,
exactly right.
I'm infected.
Yes.
Stay away.
Devastating.
Here was your report from North Dakota yesterday. And again, the backdrop of this is Fargo Marathon decides they're going to cancel the race that was originally scheduled for May that moved to late August. They talk about a rise in cases and a rise in positive tests. There were 112 unique individuals that tested positive yesterday. Well, that was reported yesterday, actually from the day before. But there were 4,402 total tests taken. In that day, 112 out of 4,402. Remember, those 112 are not people who died, not people in the hospital, not even people who are sick.
Nope.
They are people who tested positive. That's a daily positivity rate of 2.5%. We are target testing in high-risk areas, and we're coming up with 2.5%. The current hospitalized number went up 1 from yesterday. Now, that is a number, if we're honest here, that's a number that's gone up. It's about doubled in the last maybe 4 or 5 weeks, but still, in a state of 770,000 people, 43 people are hospitalized, and we know that it is largely based on comments we heard from Dr. Vetter at Essentia. It's mostly people that are at risk that have a higher age and people at risk already that are coming in. So we just don't see the kind of numbers that make you feel like there's reason to panic right now, and yet we continue to do that. Ryan is on the phone from Fargo this morning. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. I have a question, and maybe you might need to ask Dr. Vetter or someone from Sanford. But if I test positive for the coronavirus and I'm asymptomatic and I stay home for 14 days, what have you, and now I go back out into the general public, am I able to infect individuals?
So do you still have it after 14 days?
Right, or even a month later.
Yeah, so the whole 14 days thing was, this goes way back to the start of this whole thing where they said after 14 days, if you're going to develop the ability to transmit it to others and develop a full-fledged illness out of it, it will show itself in 14 days. So if 14 days comes around and you tested positive, that means you are more than likely, and again, there's no guarantees, but more than likely you've let whatever run its system, whatever mild symptoms you had or no symptoms you had, you just never felt it, that has run its course and gone out there. So I believe that doctors, it's a good question, we can ask it again, but I believe from what we've heard, doctors would tell you that you are not a risk to infect anybody after 14 days if you've quarantined after a positive test.
If I've tested positive, and now here I am a month later. Should I really need to wear a mask any longer? Because I
right
or can I infect people?
Are you immune at that point? Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, again, I mean, if we're going to test the daylights out of everybody and people are testing positive even though they're asymptomatic, I mean, okay, let's just get it all over with and test everybody and then get it cleaned out.
Yeah, yeah, Brian, good questions this morning. And, you know, the mask thing and the 14-day thing, those kind of came at us in different conversations when this whole thing developed. The mask thing was more of just a precaution for anybody who might be carrying something. And here, this is another piece of this, Alex, that we never used to care about who might be carrying something if you're not sick. But that's what we did with the masks. The mask thing came up because, well, you're protecting others from your spit droplets, basically.
Right. But, you know, they're not even talking about the wash your hands thing anymore and all that and the sanitizers. And, I mean, has that gone by the wayside? And it just the masks are going to save us now?
Because
before it was like, wash your hands, use that hand sanitizer. Now, what did I hear? 87 brands of hand sanitizer can cause you, like, cancer or whatever.
They're using methyl alcohol.
Yeah. So it's like, come on. So what are they going to tell us about masks months from now? I'm not buying any of this BS, and that's what it is.
Well, I'm glad City Commission last night didn't make this mandatory. I had wondered if the Arlette Preston factor was going to play into this, and we now had three people lean left.
They're strongly suggesting it, and they're going to shame people into wearing them. You know, some people are going to be offended by the looks you get from people and go, oh, I better put one on. That one gave me a dirty look.
Oh, yeah, don't want to be shamed. You know, going back to what you're talking about, think about before this with the flu killing 60,000 people a year. And during flu season, since the flu came up, why haven't restaurant kitchen workers been made to wear masks and gloves?
Right.
And during flu season.
Right.
I've worked in restaurants where people, they come in sick. And they're working. They're not wearing a mask. They're not doing it during flu season.
And no one's
It was
scared.
Never a big deal then.
Right.
It's a huge deal now.
I've seen it. Yep.
The lone dissenting vote last night was Dave Pepcorn, 4-1, on the directive to encourage, which is kind of weird. It's sort of a contradiction in terms to me.
It's like, okay, you should, but we're not going to make you.
Yeah. So
it's like your dad saying, well, you're a little bit grounded, but yeah, you can go do that. But, you know, you're technically grounded, but yeah, you go ahead and do that and just, you know, come talk to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, like my dad, you're a little bit of an idiot. That's what you were.
Oh, I thought that was me.
Did your dad know my dad? He must have.
Just take a number on that one, 718, Need to Know Morning Show, AM 1100 The Flag. Let's check in with meteorologist Jennifer Vichisky in the Flag Weather Center. Good morning, Miss Jen. We had a beautiful summer day yesterday, and taking a look at what we're seeing on your forecast here, it looks like we might have a little more in store for us today.
And for the next 2 days, I mean, today we're looking at sunny skies here with a high getting up right around about the lower 80s, right where we should be for this time of the year. And then for tonight, mostly clear, low near 58. For your Wednesday, we'll see some sunshine, similar day, high around 83 degrees, 84 here on Thursday with sunshine. Friday, plenty of blue skies and sun, a high around about 87. And then on Saturday, just a slight chance for showers and storms in the morning, then skies become mostly sunny, high around 84.
Okay, thank you, Jen. Appreciate the update, and we'll talk to you again here in about an hour or so. Right now, 60 degrees, fair skies. Guys, calm winds. Going to be a beautiful day today for whatever you are thinking about doing outside. All right, sports quick hitters here for you. NDSU is now down to zero non-conference football games. This after Drake's conference, the Pioneer League said there will be no non-conference football games this year. So NDSU's opening game now is the opening of the conference season at Northern Iowa, September 26th. So the whole football season's basically gotten backed up, at least for NDSU. For a month or so. Let's hope that there is a football season at some point along the way. Minnesota Twins are back home tonight. They had last night off after taking 2 of 3 in Chicago from the White Sox. They'll play the St. Louis Cardinals in the home opener tonight. Unless 14 people test positive for the coronavirus or something like that between now and first pitch at 7:05 tonight.
And they do have the goofy cutouts behind them, too, by the way.
You'll see what
they're
going to do.
They're going to have that. And then we're going to pipe in the sound,
give
too.
Give me a break.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Two Major League Baseball games, as we told you earlier, postponed last night after the Miami Marlins coronavirus outbreak. There were 14 team members, 12 players and 2 coaches that have tested positive within the last 2 days. So two of the games on the Major League schedule were postponed last night. Get used to that. Minnesota Vikings are expected to report to training camp today. But yesterday, Eric Sugarman, their head athletic trainer, and the infection control officer and his family tested positive for coronavirus. Also, on the players' reserve list, the new receiver, Justin Jefferson, the young lad out of LSU who's supposed to run really fast and catch a lot of balls for us this year. And so either he tested positive or he's being quarantined out of the contact tracing piece of that. So there is a few guys that are not going to be at Vikings camp when they all report today. Northern Sun Conference, this is the conference that MSU Moorhead plays in, says it will delay the start of the conference fall sports season. They're going to push everything back there. First practice is now for football, golf, and cross country, September 26th. Volleyball and women's soccer, September 8th. So everything is being moved back. Just maybe trying to buy a little time there. Sources report to numerous media outlets this morning that the MIAC is going to move most all of the fall sports, including football and volleyball, to the spring. So that your Concordia Cobbers and all the other teams, including my daughter's Bethel Royals volleyball team, it looks like that's all going to be moved to the spring. 7:21, Need to Know, a morning show on AM 1100, The Flag, WZFG. Time for traffic, and is powered by Valley News Live, brought to you this morning by Vision Bank. Yes, Vision Bank. Many of your friends and neighbors are switching to Vision Bank. And if you get to know the people at Vision Bank, you'll understand why. They help. They're good, friendly people. And they'll do it all for you. Open an account, send them 2 months of bank statements. They'll help you switch all those automatic payments. And there's a switch bonus, too. That's at Vision Bank. Devin Fry's out on the roads this morning. Hey, Devin, how are things moving today?
Things are moving along okay. They started getting a lot busier out on the roadways earlier than what we usually expect. It started around, I would say, 6:20, 6:30, that time frame. Things started getting busier on our major roadways, and now it's spread to the side roads as well. University Drive, right underneath the I-94 underpass, that's the biggest obstruction that we dealt with on the side roads, just super crowded up through that area. It's got to be prepared to be facing some crowds this morning, but overall, that's really the only thing slowing things up.
Okay, Devin, thank you for the update, man. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon. 7:23, when we come back on the program. Well, city commission meeting got a little interesting last night.
A little heated.
Yes. There were a whole lot of people who wanted to have a say in who's going to be the interim police chief, not the permanent police chief, just the interim police chief. And
it was a done deal, though.
Fargo Mayor Mahoney said, that's enough out of you, basically. We'll talk about this
coming
up
next. Turn your mic off. Pretend you're Alex Taylor. We'll turn it off.
This is the Need to Know Morning Show.
Yeah, I just want you to know what a breath of fresh air you people are.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O. E-I-E-I-E-I-O.
E-I-E-I-E-I-O. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. Frankie Yankovic's birthday today.
I thought we were ice fishing with Grumpy Old Man.
That's exactly what I was talking about. I didn't remember that film. Yeah. This was in that movie.
I love that movie. I watch it.
When he drives up, when they come driving up.
Yeah,
to the,
as much as I can watch it, I watch it.
There you go. Good pull, Alex.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought there was some remake of Old MacDonald Had a Farm or something like that.
Okay. 1915, Weird Al. I don't think they're related, but Frankie Yankovic was born on this date. So he's mostly known for this big one. Beer Barrel Polka.
Oh, yeah. Love it. They played that in the first movie.
Oh, yeah. I remember summers over in Brainerd at DeRocher's Resort, they had this polka band. And every Friday night, my parents would go over and go all around the dance floor.
You can't go wrong with this one.
Dancing laps, I used to call it. Dancing in the laps, yeah.
So, I feel like I'm watching a Green Bay Packers game here all of a sudden with all the...
Wow.
Where's the cheese?
Polka, yeah. 7:26. Good morning to you, friend. Thank you for starting your day with us. Steve, Alex, and Kevin here with you. Big Game James doing the digital stuff. All that great social media traffic you see on our pages, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, it all comes from James capturing that, sending it out. We're trying our best these days. We're investing a little time, a little money, a little people into making sure that whatever we're talking about here, you can connect with us in many different ways. The key in the broadcast industry going forward is to make your content available to as many people in as many different ways as possible, so it's easy for you to stay connected with what's happening. I hear it all the time from friends of mine. The reason I need you guys is I need to stay connected to the conservative fight. And so we're trying to do our best to deliver that info to you. So check us out. If you're not following us on Twitter, please do that. You don't have to be a Twitter poster yourself to follow us on Twitter. At the flag WZFG, just search all those things when you're looking for us in your accounts. Also Facebook. We also do an Instagram post every once in a while. And that's kind of just having some fun behind the scenes, just kind of life with the flag family. So check all that stuff out on social media platforms. Don't forget the smart speakers as well. If you've got one of those Amazon devices, you just have to say, hey, Alexa, wave the flag. Or if you've got a Google device, you can say, okay, Google, play AM 1100, the flag. And it's great. You don't have to be right next door to the station. Maybe you live out in Lakes Country and the sun goes down and AM starts to get a little scratchy later in the evening.
Dial it up.
There you go. Just put that smart speaker on. That'll get it going for you.
The missus just listens through her phone. She has her little Bluetooth speaker, a little really cool little JBL speaker she has above her desk, and locks the phone in and hooks up to that speaker.
It sounds
better than the radio.
There you go.
It's awesome.
Nothing's better than the radio.
I mean, over the air.
Nothing better than the radio.
She loves it.
Even me and Kevin sound good on that. There you go. Yeah, not just Alex. Alex always sounds good.
Oh, sure I do. Mm-hmm.
That was my life when we were in the cities. I was clicked on that app, listened to the Need to Know Morning Show, hanging with my peeps while I was gone.
It's like
it was
you
great.
Were never gone then.
Sadly for you, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So
By the way, do
all those things.
You were talking about Twins opening up with Cardinals at Target Field tonight. Just looking at some numbers here, did you see the ratings of the opening day?
I heard that.
There were 4 million viewers for the first of the MLB's opening day games on ESPN.
But, you know, I bet they're going to drop off now, though, after seeing how ridiculous. People were curious. You know, I even watched, you know.
But it was the most watched regular season game since 2011. So that lets you know how desired
people
need sports.
I even tuned it in just to see how ridiculous it was. And, it's not because I'm a fan. I just wanted to see. Curiosity.
Yeah, I did watch parts of all 3 games. I'm a Twins fan. I grew up with them. And so if they're on, I'm going to watch. It's a little weird, but there are times when you kind of forget about all the weirdness and you just watch the pitcher throw into the batter. And for the most part, it worked out pretty well for the Twinnies.
I have a question for you. And we brought this up last week. I'm torn. I'm a Twins fan. I'm a Viking. I bleed purple. But this kneeling business, and I see more and more people are saying, I'm done. I'm not watching baseball. Rest in peace. See ya.
Yep, they're disgusted.
I'm out of here. And if the Vikings do that and it's allowed, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm almost to the point where I don't know that I can totally give it up, but you know what I'm saying, man?
They're making
Let me talk
big
you
mistake.
Off the ledge a little
they're,
bit.
They should politicize sports. It should be for fun.
It should be, but it isn't.
No, it isn't
that's
anymore.
That's what's tearing me up.
It's political. Like,
I don't know that I can back it if they're going to be doing this kneeling during the anthem business.
Yep.
So let me just be completely honest here and say that I'm going to watch the Twins and the Vikings no matter how much kneeling and protesting they do. I don't tune in to watch that. I don't use that as any like justification for the morality of society. I'm watching baseball and football because I like watching guys play baseball and football that are really good at it.
Right.
Now,
I do too.
If they came out, if all the players stood in a circle around Rocco Baldelli and said, we think that God is a fraud and we think abortion, it would be great for everybody on every street corner, I would change my mind. But here's what I'm going to say to you, Kevin, on that topic. I'm going to try to talk you off the ledge a little bit on that one. There are players who are kneeling right now on those things because they know people or they've had personal experiences where they feel like they've been victimized, brutalized, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them have had people that are near to them who have been treated in a horrible way. Some of that has happened.
Oh, yeah.
None of us is arguing that.
No,
right?
Not at all.
And so you are seeing a part of our population that feels like this is the time when now we're finally starting to take some of these things seriously. We're starting to have those conversations. I don't see it. I don't understand it because I've not lived there. I've not walked in those shoes. I still think overall this is not a racist country, but racist things have happened to black people in this country. We are fools if we don't admit that.
Oh, no,
these people that are, Alex, let me finish. These people that are on their knees right now are reflecting on that, and there is pain that they feel, and this is the best way they can think of to say, this matters to me right now. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong, but I'm willing to give them a little bit of forgiveness because I don't know their story.
This isn't about that, though. This is promoting socialism and the socialist way of life. This is all it is. If you object to this, you're not allowed to stand. You're ostracized. They shame you into standing. If you're a player who believes this is ridiculous, they put a mark on your head, and you have to comply with them.
But you
don't
know that, Alex.
I do know that. Who is it? Drew Brees or somebody who got comments? He had to retract, and his wife had to retract. What's his face, too, that played for the Vikings, the Packer guy? He had to retract his stuff, too. Favre.
Yep.
I mean, come on. They don't dare say boo to these people if they want to keep their jobs and their status.
Steve, I get what you're saying. My whole thing is that doing that during our national anthem is just completely disrespectful.
It's a disgrace.
And these people who've been given amazing opportunities
to make more money than we could ever dream of.
And they think that that's the time. If you do that during the anthem, you're going to lose me, I'm pretty sure.
I get all that.
Yeah.
And Alex, you're right. Some of that goes on. Maybe a lot of that goes on. But I'm not going to tell you I can look into the heart of every single man who's taken a knee and say, I understand where he's coming from. I can't do that because I don't know that, and neither do any of the rest of us.
I'm not either. But
I don't like that it's during the national anthem either. I get all that you guys are saying, but I'm just saying these are the reasons why I'm saying I'm not going to stop watching the Twins and Vikings because of
this. They should not be allowed in professional sports, and if they're going to do this, please don't even play the national anthem and show that propaganda because Americans don't want to see it. Yeah, they fought and died for this country. They don't want to see that.
Get into that talk about the black national anthem and the rest of it. I'm just like, man, I don't know.
Up is down, down is up. We'll follow me.
7:34, Need to Know Morning Show. It's always a good conversation here when we all get together in the mornings. 701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in. 701-271-1100, that's the Consolidated Communications phone line. Make them your choice for voice, data, and internet solutions. That's Consolidated Communications, fast, dedicated internet that's never shared. Or studio@flagfamily.com. That's the email box. Got the story about Fargo City Commission as we continue. Weather check next as well.
This is the conservative voice of the valley. You're listening to the Need to Know Morning Show.
7:37 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Sunny and 83 today. Gonna be gorgeous. Tonight's low 58 and light wind. Tomorrow, same deal. Sunny and 83. Wednesday's low 59. Thursday, 84 and sunshine. Beautiful week. Friday, a little warmer going up to 87. Saturday back to 84 with sunshine. Right now, temps creeping up a tad. We're at 60.
7:37, Need to Know Morning Show. Steve, Alex, and Kevin coming to you live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio, taking a look at the almanac for today. Average high for July 28th is 83. Average low is 60. Record high 110 degrees on this day in 1917. Record low 44. That was in 2013. Yesterday, 81 was our high. 63 was the low. Sunrise at 6:02 a.m. Sunset at 9:03. This is the Need to Know Morning Show on AM 1100, The Flag.
Yeah, this is a one-hit wonder from the band Free, but the drummer from this band, his name is Simon Kirk.
Okay.
Went on to drum for a little band called Bad Company.
Oh.
And it's his birthday today, very 71 nice. Years old, Simon Kirk. One of the greatest rock and roll drummers of all time.
Yeah, this is an awesome song. This is a good cruising with the top down.
Oh, you bet.
All right, 7:38, Need to Know Morning Show. Tomorrow on the program, we're going to be visiting with Officer Travis Johnson from the West Fargo Police Department. He is the honoree this month in the Luther Family Ford Salute to Law Enforcement. Luther Family Ford says thank you to the men and women who serve us in law enforcement. Recent events remind us our local law enforcement officers put their safety at risk every day, and Luther Family Ford is proud to salute these public servants. Hope you'll be able to join us tomorrow at 8:05 as we visit with Officer Travis Johnson. All right, Steve is on the phone this morning, and Steve wants to get in on the conversation, calling us on the Consolidated Communications phone line. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Yeah, Steve, I need to talk Kevin back on the ledge. It's ridiculous. This country has got problems, no doubt. All countries do. But the progress that's been made on all sorts of aspects in this country over the last 30, 40, 50 years is unbelievable.
Yep.
And to pretend like all of a sudden we're all systemic racists and all the cops are out to shoot people of color and whatever is ridiculous. And to get to Alex's point, so much of it is we want more free stuff. It's not about, you know, the quote racism aspect of it is all we have to do is give people houses. All we have to do is give people money. Well, again, we've had this conversation a million times, but Lyndon Baines Johnson and Bobby Kennedy thought that was a great idea in the early 1960s, and they started paying people not to work. And
yep.
They've spent trillions of dollars since, and guess what? It's an unmitigated disaster.
They called that the war on poverty. Yep, the war on poverty.
It cannot work.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a rally yesterday. One of the union groups here in town got people together protesting the fact that Senate Republicans are trying to cut down the amount of extra. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm going to put emphasis on the word extra unemployment benefits. And there, the one guy said, you know, this money that came to the people, the extra $600, that helped the economy in Fargo-Moorhead. Well, if that's the case, let's just give everybody $100,000 to help the local economy. It doesn't make sense.
So does having a job. A job really helps the economy, you know, and it helps your self-esteem. And who wants to sit home and get a check?
A lot of people.
Come on.
Millions of people.
No doubt.
Yeah. Who can live with themselves for doing that?
I mean, it's
millions of people. It's sad. I know.
It shouldn't be that way.
Steve's right. For a long time in our society, people were able to see like government giving you stuff, whether it's a job or just free money, that can't work long term. Somehow we've sort of lost the ability to figure that out.
I deserve to do nothing. Give me a break.
John is on the phone line as well this morning. Hey, John, what's up?
Yeah, good morning. Two things. My son's a youth pastor in Nebraska, and he said he had three of his youth test positive for COVID. And he said it was barely a cold, if even that, and it lasted a day, and they were fine. So this whole thing's just really gotten out of proportion. And number two, Steve, you're a little naive, man. I think you need to listen to Alex. This socialism stuff is real, and we can't mess around with this. Just listen to people. I've got a relative that came out of Ukraine years ago when socialism was rampant there. I think we got to be careful, man. I think you got to listen to Alex. That's
when have I espoused socialism, John?
No, you haven't. But
the kneeling is a factor with it, though, I think is what he's trying to say.
Yeah, you got to know what these people are doing. This isn't about just kneeling. This is about taking away your liberties big time. And this is how they do it. What is that? Saul Alinsky's got some playbook on this stuff. We got to get smart to this, what they're doing.
Rules for radicals.
Yeah, John, let me make sure that I'm clear what I'm saying here. I don't like it. I don't appreciate any of the kneeling during the anthem. All I'm saying is I don't know what's in the heart of the people that are doing that. And I'm not willing to say every one of those people is like, oh, we got to take Trump down in November. So I'm going to kneel because I think it'll create unrest. I think there are people that are kneeling because they feel some sort of pain that I don't understand. That's all I'm saying. Don't make more of it than what I'm saying, John.
Yep, that's fine. But we got to see the bigger picture here, what's going on.
Of course.
And that's what all this rioting and everything is all leading to. I mean, what do they want? They want nothing. They want to burn things down. They want to cause unrest in our country. And they want socialism. That's the bottom line. It's this group is being funded by socialist Marxist groups.
You know, I think it's funny. You said, what do you want? You know, there's numerous people in Portland besides the mayor, who's an idiot, but there's numerous people that have tried to find the leaders in what's going on in Portland and saying, what do you want?
Just burn stuff.
And their answer is, we want no more police. Well, the answer is no on that. But what else do you want? And when the answer became no on that, we're not taking no. We're no. We're burn
spoiled,
the Fed building.
Children.
Right. That's all it is. The Me Too generation has come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. All right, I've been promising that I'd hit on this story quick for about 45 minutes or so, pretty much since I jumped on the show. So let me get this in here. And by the way, keep the calls coming, 701-271-1100. So Fargo City Commission last night had its every other week meeting. And there were objections raised after Deputy Chief Ross Renner was appointed as interim police chief. The guy is kind of holding the job, but Dave Todd's leaving at the end of the week. Can you believe it's the end of the week already?
I'm sure he's retiring. Just happy to get out
Seriously,
that door.
Like the clock can't tick fast enough for Dave this week.
Going on vacation, you can't reach me.
Gotta go. Yep. Oh, look at the time.
Yeah, I just didn't have any cell phone reception where I was. Renner's going to be the new guy until they pick the new one. There's a 15-member panel that's going to help select the new police chief. And the city has said, hey, we want people from all different walks of life. One Fargo, Black Lives Matter. If you want to have a voice in this panel, you know, we can have that conversation. But naming Renner as the interim chief did not sit well with these two groups. And Wes Filome said, we want a dialogue. We asked for dialogue. How can we make somebody, how can we give them this job when they're part of an active investigation about what happened with Todd Osmundson, the story that will never go away now, right? And so basically, there were words back and forth. They turned off Wes's microphone. Mm-hmm.
This was just a clip of it. Here's Wes saying that he doesn't think, because Renner and Osmundson were in cahoots, so he doesn't
DC
think...
DC Renner could be implicated. So how can we make someone who could possibly be complicit in an active investigation interim chief is beyond me.
And
well, this is really not the discussion. You were asked to speak to our contract if you don't want to do that.
It speaks
DC
towards...
DC Renner is already a decision that's been made by this commission.
And this is
if
exactly...
If you want to speak to what Human Relations Commission is doing, that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Good job by the mayor trying to remain calm with all that going on.
Yeah, so Mahoney basically says, yeah, we didn't ask you on this one. So, and then there were words back and forth. And so that's the story that that came last night. And again, if the only time people in our community see One Fargo and Black Lives Matter is being in the discussion is some sort of protest or fight or anger, you're going to lose a lot of people who are willing to say, I'll hear what you're talking about, but when all I see you do is stir up dissension, I kind of get tired of that in a hurry. That's sort of the way we are in this community right now. I feel like they're hurting themselves many times with the sort of tactics that they are using.
Well, and Wes didn't go by himself or with one or two other people. He brought a whole posse with him, you know, so that you know they wanted to create some kind of, what do you call it, a riot situation out of this thing.
Agitation.
A protest.
Dissension, like Steve said.
Yes, yes.
Well, and what you said, and I thought Tony Gehring did a great job. What you said, there's a process.
Why are we allowing this? It's not going to do with discussion at hand.
We're at Human Relations Commission. If we want to talk about that, we'll talk about that. But if you want to talk about this, put it on the agenda.
Put it on the agenda.
You have every right to put it on
the
agenda.
We're not talking about Renner.
If you want to talk, well, you have the right to do that.
This is about dialogue.
Then put it on the agenda.
There you go.
This is about dialogue.
Have you ever read to do it?
The statement of
follow the channels.
About dialogue.
This is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah.
You have every right to do that. Put it on the agenda. We'll talk about it.
By the way, I asked both Mayor Mahoney and Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, who was the 4-1 vote against the masks directive, if they would be able to come on the show this morning. The mayor did not respond to a couple of texts, and Dave Pepcorn said that he was not available this morning. So we're hoping to get an inside voice on that one, and we're not able to this morning. So we'll try that another time. 7:47, when we come back, we get a check of weather, traffic, and sports straight ahead.
You hear? Take the flag with you wherever you go. Download our WZFG mobile app today and never miss a minute.
7:50 on the Need to Know Morning Show. Here's your flag forecast. Gorgeous this week. Sunny and 83 today. The low 58. Light wind. Same deal tomorrow. Thursday, sunny and 84. Right now, temps creeping up. We're at 60 degrees. It's a beautiful morning.
This weather update brought to you by Luther Family Buick GMC. Get great deals and experience the new Buick at Luther Family Buick GMC, corner of I-29 and 32nd Avenue in Fargo. Sports headlines this morning. NDSU now has no non-conference football games. This after the Pioneer League said there would be no non-conference games for Drake and the other schools in the Pioneer League. So NDSU has already had already lost two non-conference games. They lost their third one yesterday. The season will now open for the Bison on the 26th of September when they travel to Northern Iowa. Minnesota Twins were off last night, traveling back from Chicago. They open a series with the St. Louis Cardinals tonight at Target Field, the home opener. No fans there, but there will be a baseball game, we think. Because last night, two baseball games were postponed, sort of spur of the moment, after the Miami Marlins had tested positive. 14 of the team members, 12 players, two coaches tested positive for coronavirus. And the two teams that were involved and two other teams that were in contact with that facility also had their games postponed. Minnesota Vikings will report to training camp today. Not everybody will be there, though. Eric Sugarman, their head athletic trainer, has tested positive. And four players have been put on the team's COVID reserve list, including first-round draft pick Justin Jefferson. So they've either tested positive or they've been involved in contact tracing with someone who has been positive. The Northern Sun Conference, that's MSU Moorhead. Their league is being moved back. Their first games now set for September 26th. So all of the games from the Northern Sun have been moved back. The MIAC is expected to announce that most of the fall sports will be moved to the spring, including football and volleyball. 7:52, time now to check with Devin Fry for a look at traffic. It's brought to you by I-29 Tire and Automotive. If your tires are wearing thin or your steering pulls to one side, you might need an alignment. See the guys at I-29 Automotive, located off I-29 and Main in Fargo, or online at i29tire.net. Devin, how are things moving?
Overall, things are moving well on our major roadways, but we are on scene of an accident right now. It's right on the corner of 45th Street and 23rd Avenue. It looks like there's two vehicles involved. There's currently a fire truck, ambulance, and Fargo Police Department on scene. They're talking to someone who might have been involved in the accident right now, asking them what happened. But they are directing traffic through the area, so it's not completely stopping traffic flow. There is one lane closed, though, on 23rd Avenue South, the right turn lane at the corner of 23rd Avenue and 45th Street. So that's the only bang up that we've been notified of this morning, and we will definitely be keeping an eye on it here at Valley News Live, see the extent of the injuries, but for right now, it's unknown.
Okay. Devin, we appreciate the update, man. Pay attention on that one. Tough spot right there where Devin's talking about. 7:53, when we come back, we've got entertainment news. We got market headlines as well. Coming to you live from the Broughton Cabinet Studio this morning. If you've been thinking and dreaming about that remodel to your kitchen or bathroom for forever now, well, now is the perfect time to get going. No matter the size of your budget or the size of your project, Broughton Cabinets can create a fresh space for you. The Broughton Promise, quality that stays on budget, online at broughtoncabinets.com. Be back with more right after this on AM 1100, The Flag.
You're just a click away from the latest news, audio, and video The Flag has to offer. Just click AM1100TheFlag.com.
And I've got your entertainment headlines. Regis Philbin, we've got his cause of death. It was revealed heart condition. He was 88, but it was natural heart condition, so nothing that could be done. And Hallstrom, you're going to like this.
Okay.
Your friend stars Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, and Lisa Kudrow have an election message for everyone. They say, where is this here? Friends don't let friends skip elections.
Mm-hmm.
So they want you to get out and vote. They might not like who
they're
you're
big
voting
Trumpers
for, though.
Probably, aren't
yeah,
they?
They must be, right? Neil Young, who once said he was going to sue Donald Trump for using his music at his events, now says, I might not after all, now that I think about it. And here's what's going on. I guess there's a coin shortage going on, and all these places now want you to pay with your charge card. But Taco Bell, if you pay in coins, they're going to give you free tacos.
Oh.
So that's kind of cool. And that's your entertainment headlines.
Okay. Time now for the Jost Investments Market Report. Jost Investments, your commercial real estate, land development, and business sales and leasing connection. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was up 114 points to close at 26,584. S&P 500 was up 23 points. The NASDAQ had a nice day as well, up 173. Pre-market trading today, everything's down a little bit. McDonald's had some weaker than expected earnings. We all knew they weren't selling quite as many hamburgers, but they were selling, I guess, less than what everybody thought. And crude oil about 10 cents lower this morning at $41.45. And that's your Joseph Investments Market Report. Time now for the Scott Henin Report, host of the What's On Your Mind radio show. Morning, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys?
We're excellent, sir. Boy, there,
rumor has it you're the House Liberal today.
Well, that's every day.
Different than any other day? In what way? Yeah. Yeah, we've been talking about the kneeling thing, and I just was making the point that I don't think everybody who's kneeling is doing it for a political reason. I think some people are affected by things that have happened to them or others, and they feel a certain amount of pain that they are expressing that way. I don't particularly like it, but I don't feel like it's a big political statement by everybody doing it.
And I think it's more peer pressure than it is political statement.
That's what I was saying, too.
Yep. Yeah.
You don't want the brain damage. I don't care. I'm just going to kneel. Everybody else should kneel.
Right. It's not worth fighting over. Yeah. Losing your job.
Yep.
Yeah, sad deal.
It's hard for a lot of us, though, to watch that. And Kevin said it's hard to, you know, what am I going to do if all the Vikings take a knee on opening day of the football season? Will I still want to watch the football games? And I said, you know,
I'm going to go fishing.
It's turning a lot of people
seriously,
off.
Seriously.
Yeah. They need to fish.
Celebrate
it, but there were so many ways to fix this, and they didn't do it. And,
they brought it back.
Yeah.
It was gone, and now they brought it back.
Yep. So that's fine. We'll just
find other things.
Treat it accordingly.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the show today?
Busy show today. We're going to talk to Patrick Metzger.
I know Patrick.
You want an implementer?
Seriously, the guy's a rock star.
Every business should work with an implementer.
Mm-hmm. What's an implementer?
That's what you're going to find out. You got to tune in.
Oh, fine. I'll have to listen.
We're going to talk with some folks with the Trump campaign. Ivanka Trump was in Minnesota yesterday, made a couple of stops.
Was she? I didn't know
yes.
that. Yes. Ooh, I love her.
Got to get her under this end of the state, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And the money guy, Brian Kroc, is here. And, it's hard to overstate the expertise Brian Kroc has on the market. It really is amazing. I mean, he is outperforming some of the household names internationally on the market. So it's a good resource. Take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Steve looks like he's drooling. Like, well, I got to ask him a question.
No, I'm smiling. He's my money guy. So
exactly right. Me too.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's trying to turn 10 cents into 20 cents for me.
That's about what I got with him, too. Yeah.
Michelle Comer will be here today. They have these new resiliency grants that the Commerce Department and the state government are doling out, basically to say, just get everything you possibly need, up to $50,000 business, to make customers feel comfortable coming back. So that more today on the program.
All right. When we come back on the program, time for the CEO Spotlight. Jim Boos from JBC Commercial. This is WZFG, Dilworth, Fargo, Moorhead, USA.